We got so many things now that whenever they diagnose you about something, they always have this number and that number and letters and so forth. But my question for all of us this morning is, what is your RP? Do you know what your RP is? Do you know what your blood pressure is? What is your RP? Now, that's the primary question that I want to look at this morning for Advent, getting ready. In other words, are you ready? The RP is strictly an abbreviation for readiness potential. It's a term in the cognitive science, which technically stands for your brain's potential readiness, which proceeds with action. The brain signal linked to our voluntary movement, your awareness or your readiness that occurs before a conscious intention. Sounds complicated, but it's not. Your body moves and does things you don't even think about, don't even know. It's the way that we're wired. It simply means that humans have a kind of perception or expectation that occurs in our mind and our brain before we jump in to do something or something that our brain tells us to do. It's sort of like free will for our brain. And our brain decides how the potential to do something before we actually do it. It's amazing how God has created us. So your readiness potential is the sense of readiness that you have in your mind even before you're consciously aware of what's happening. I think that's very cool. We serve a cool God. We are indeed complex and unique creatures. And all of God's creatures are wonderful, but the human creature is really special. You see, a lot of goes on in our brains without us even knowing it. We know that from dreams and the time of Advent, which we're celebrating now, which dreaming is vital to Bible prophecy, acceptance of new directions, a mission of the supernatural occurrences that the Holy Spirit gives to us, and things that exist far outside of our awareness. Think about Mary's encounter. Think about Elizabeth's encounter, of Zechariah, Joseph. Joseph had multiple dreams that would guide him to protect his family. These are what we call signs and wonders. Signs are everywhere around us, and we see signs sometimes that we attribute to a simple occurrence or even a coincidence, but we know there are no coincidences in life. But we also see signs that we feel somehow go deeper than that, which have meanings that are meant to be especially for us. God's a personal God, and he has signs that are meant for us personally. Now, some of us might feel that way in prayer, reading scriptures, or worship, or hearing beautiful music. And you may experience abnormalities in your life, gifts from God, just when you need them. Direction from the Holy Spirit, guidance from Jesus in difficult times. And no matter how rational we are in our workplace, our daily lives, we know that knowledge and wisdom go beyond what our conscious minds can perceive. That's why we're people of faith. You see, in a sense, faith is the grounding of our readiness potential. Somewhere inside of us, our mind and knowledge of extraordinary things are possible. And this knowledge prepares us to act upon our faith. The prayer for things outside of the things of the event, the joy of Advent and the coming of the Christmas event, to know your heart and even to know why that something amazing happened that day when Jesus was born. Something that is still amazing today in our life and in the lives of people all around the world. I always find it wonderful and interesting. The world stops on Christmas Day. We know it because deep inside of us we feel it and we believe it. And in a sense, this is what Jesus is trying to explain to his disciples in the scriptures that I read this morning. He's explaining the meaning of signs, the subtle hints of perception that we can recognize in our own environment, our own world, and because of faith prepares us to see them. The deeper your faith, the more you're well aware of what's going on in these signs around you. Signs that will help us prepare for the future and protect us from harm. Did you ever have that special intuition one time and you were going to go do something and it didn't and it happened and the Holy Spirit was protecting us from harm? Jesus gave these examples that we can recognize. Examples of how our minds already recognize signs without even knowing them. Jesus was talking about the parable of the fig tree. When the fig tree sprouts leaves, you know summer is here. You might also say, well, when the sun comes up, you know it's morning. Or you might say, the sky gets dark, the wind is balmy, you know it's going to rain. A week or so ago, we had a blood moon, which is called a red moon. And when you see the red moon, it's a sign that a sunny day is next. When the grain sprouts, you know that it's time for the harvest. When the temperatures drop, like it has been here in North Florida the last couple weeks, you know you're entering into the fall season in North Florida. When Advent begins, you know Christmas is coming. And when the stores put out red and green decorations, you know it's Halloween. Oh, no. That's just a crazy concept. You know that Christmas is near. There's so many other signs, and we recognize them every single day. Our brains connect to the coming events, events that we have definite feelings and intentions about. And Jesus explained that we must also allow our faith to guide us, to be open to trusting our faith intuition, so that we can also recognize the sign of God all around us. For he explains, there will be signs. There are signs. The more you see Jesus in your life, the more secure you feel, and more intentionally you will act upon your faith in discipleship and mission. Now, how do we do that, preacher? How do we do that? Well, it's simple as this. Simple as paying attention. Jesus said, and listen to his advice. It could be written for anyone today, or as in the past. Take care of your hearts. They aren't deluded by drinking, parties, drunkenness, the anxieties of day-to-day life. There'll be signs. And when these signs begin to happen, stand straight up. Raise your head up, because your redemption draws nigh. Now, sometimes the worldly translation. The one thing about Scripture and about life, you can come up with a worldly anticipation of a Scripture like that. And I find, sometimes I laugh when I think about this. I think what Jesus is saying to the disciples and to us this morning, don't get caught up in the holiday parties, in shopping excursions, in the stress of meeting cultural expectations, and spending your time drinking and having fun and cooking and rushing around doing what needs to be done, that you miss the signs of God's amazing gift of life and the signs of warning that God has given to you about the need to be ready for the future.